Welcome to Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black, live on air at blacktalkradio.com. Today is Tuesday, August 16th, and our show format is weekly on Tuesdays from 1 hour, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today we'll be joined by Shepherd Hoodwin, author and channeler who specializes in fascinating Michael teachings and how to set up our lifetime. He has been channeling Michael since 1986, and we'll be discussing the Michael teachings and Michael charts, our great way to get to know yourself and others better. And at each step along the way, we make choices that shape our experience. This is so true. And after committing to a series of lifetime on a planet, we choose a role which is primary style of way of being. That's also very true as well. There are seven roles. We're also a form soul level relationships by teaming up with the essence twin and task companion, finding our positions within the larger unit such as entities. So what's going to happen today on the show is that Michael was so kind to do a chart for me. Not Michael. Well, yes, the teaching of Michael. Shepherd, who actually channels the teachings of Michael. You're going to find that chart if you want to go look at it so you can visually see what we're talking about in today's subject on AskHillaryBlack.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's going to be a PDF, and it's going to say Michael Chart. Click on that PDF, open it up, and then you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Also, Shepherd's website to learn more about this chart and the Michael channelings, which we're going to talk about, but it also says how do you read the chart, is his website is Shepherd, S-H-E-P-E-R-D, Hoodwin, H-O-O-D-W-I-N. So just to let you know, the lineup for the rest of the month, Dr. Ida Green will be joining us again Tuesday, August 23rd on Self-Love. And the inner goddess, and then Shepherd Hoodwin is going to come back on Tuesday, August 30th, continuing the teachings of Michael. I also have a special show on Wednesday, August 24th at 7 p.m. for 1 hour. Shauna Kossoff will be joining and talking about the Mysterium School located in Los Angeles, California, and what it has to offer in terms of spiritual growth. And by definition, a mystery school is a group of entities who have dedicated themselves to preserving, protecting, and perpetuating the mystery teachings. Throughout the ages of mystery schools have hidden in plain sight, and they have all built magnificent temples all over the world to provide services both to the public and behind closed doors for those who have eyes to see and for those who have ears to hear. These initiations are those who are known as guardians, the protectors of the light, the bearers, the teachers, the healers, the record keepers, the magicians, the watchers, and among many other names. And they provide training in personal spiritual development, meditation, healing services, reading, and initiations, universal Kabbalah, space clearing, Kaiguan, and other forms of work such as Chai, life, energy force, and a variety of universal wisdom teachings from the seven ancient mystery schools as handed down through the lineage of tradition of King Solomon via modern mystery schools. And again, that's on August 24th at 7, and that is a Wednesday. But I will have Dr. Ida Green back here on... Let's see, when am I going to have her back? The 23rd on Tuesday, and I'm going to have Shepherd back here on August 30th on Tuesday, continuing the chart that we're talking about and the teachings of Michael. It's quite a bit, and it's very fascinating. Those who are new to the show, this is Spiritual Roundtable, the forum that was created to bring together a eclectic group of people to share their knowledge, wisdom, and gifts in the spiritual realm regarding body, mind, and soul, integrating mainstream and holistic modalities. This venue allows us to reach a greater number of people to provide new insights and broadening understanding of the times that we are now experiencing. We hope that you visit us regularly to use this source to find your own inner light to guide you along your spiritual path, and we thank you for sharing an hour of your time with me and my guests. I am Hillary Black, and those who don't know me, Black is my family name, given at birth. I have been aware of this gift since the age of 5 years old, and I've been reading professionally for the past 20 years. I've been helping people help themselves specialize in transitions, blending my gifts through various modalities such as spiritual readings, coaching, healing, and teaching. I'm an intuitive, a medium, a clairvoyant, a clairescient, a clairaudient, claircognizant, an empath, and I utilize psychometry, tarot cards, and pendulums. I am also a magnified healing master teacher level 1 and a universal life church minister as well as a life and business coach. I've received my coaching education through Coach You, and I've read people throughout the United States and abroad such as countries as Canada, Mexico, Japan, Germany, as well as France, to name a few. And I've made guest appearances on television and radio. For further information, you can check out, actually, I just want to let you guys know, I am doing a drawing. If you put your email in there, you get a free to win a free 15-minute reading. I offer that once a month. And again, to get the chart that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, that's the Michael chart, go ahead and go to the front page at askhillaryblack.com. Go ahead and click on that PDF, and then you will pop it up so that you can kind of follow what Shepherd and I are going to talk about today and about his gift and, you know, how he does the channeling of Michael. He is an author of 11 books, and he does offer quite a bit besides the channeling of Michael. He does channeling sessions, written channeling, intuitive readings, channeling coaching, past life therapy, consulting, and counseling, and he's got some pretty impressive books. So do check that out. He's at shepherdhoodwin.com, but again, you want to get the that PDF. So anyhow, just to let you know, I will be announcing the winners on the first Tuesday of the next month for that free 15-minute reading. Anyone who's considering being a guest on the show, please email me at info@askhillaryblack.com. I've got spots open. Well, I'm booked until October, but certainly love to have you on the show. So callers who have questions for Shepherd, he is not going to do – he will be happy to answer any questions you guys may have, but since he's going to be channeling Michael during this, he's not going to be able to answer any questions regarding the teachings of Michael. He's not going to be able to do that because he's going to be channeling. Let's see how this goes, actually. But in the sense of we'll open it up for the last 20 minutes and we'll do readings because he is an intuitive as well and he does do readings. But if you have questions to ask Shepherd or me, call into the show early at 516-666-9210. I do have space in the queue, just to let you guys know. You guys know that the last 20 minutes opens up. Press 1 if you want that reading or certainly have a question. You can't guarantee that we'll get to everyone tonight. But again, if we can't get to you, do check out his website, Shepherd, SHEPERDHOODWIN.com. And my website is Ask Hillary Black. So let me introduce Shepherd. I want to tell you a little bit about his background, and I'll bring him aboard, and then we'll go right into the chart. Shepherd Hoodwin is, will be discussing the channeling and the chart on me. So it's going to be very interesting, I'm sure. Well, I don't know if it'll be interesting to you guys, but it's going to be, we'll see. Anyhow, he's going to do the chart. Shepherd is Laguna Niguel, California. And he lives there, and he channels and specializes in fascinating Michael teachings about how we set up our lifetimes, which that is very interesting. He has been channeling Michael since 1986, and he does intuitive readings, as I said, mediumship, past life regression, healing, counseling, and channeling coaching, teaching others to channel. He has conducted workshops on the Michael teachings throughout the United States, and he's an author of several books, 11, by the way. And of the Michael teach, and he does have some books on the Michael teaching and spirituality. He has a humor collection called Enlightenment of the Nitwit. Kind of funny. In the terms of the Michael teaching, Shepherd is an old sage in Kadra 3, Entity 2, with a 5-4-3 casting, Yarbo system, and a sage essence twin, and a goal of acceptance, a mode of observation, an attitude of idealist, a chief obstacle of impatience, and a secondary obstacle of arrogance. He is an emotional part of the intellectual center. His body type is lunar with a martial secondary of the Venusarian territory. He'll correct me, I'm sure. And his male-female energy ratio is 47 to 53, and his frequency is 64. Shepherd is a graduate of University of Oregon in music. So I would like to bring Shepherd aboard. Oh, my. Everyone is calling in. That's awesome. Let's bring Shepherd in. Hi, Shepherd. How are you doing?
Hey, Hillary. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'm letting everyone know, again, just before you start, you're going to be channeling Michael. So
no, I'm not channeling.
Will we be doing questions at the end?
Right. I will not
oh,
be
okay.
channeling
so
during
close.
This hour. I already channeled your chart. So we're going to talk about the chart that that I already channeled. And just to clarify, my name is spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, so you can get to the right website, shepherdhoodwin.com.
Oh, I apologize. S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D?
Right, H-O-O-D-W-I-N. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had it spelled right, but I didn't say it correctly, so I do apologize because I was looking at S-H-E-P-E-R-D. H-O-O-D-W-I-N. Yeah, so everyone can get to the website. And he does have on the website, everyone, how to read a Michael chart, you know, but certainly we've got him here live, and he's going to do an application for us and show us how to do it. So, again, he's not channeling Michael. He can certainly ask them. So if you want something like that, you're going to have to give him a call, and I would do so. Yeah, definitely call him because this is really fascinating information. And as he said, you know, the decisions that we make really does determine our lives and what path and direction it goes. And it's very interesting. The most important thing, I think, and I'm sure, Shepherd, you can let me know this, is really knowing ourselves first, because if we don't, and that's something that you can help people with, because, and that's what you do through the Michael teachings. And if we know ourselves, then we're able to resonate and on that frequency and to bring to people who can help us, but we also can help them, and it's a match. Because what happens is I think a lot of people can find, if we don't really know ourselves, then we don't bring the right people into our lives, and that can cause heartache. Even though it's a place of expansion and growth, it's really important. A lot of people say, oh, I want to get into a relationship, and then all of a sudden, if they don't have that relationship with themselves and they don't really know themselves along the path, then they haven't gone into the, you know, sometimes they don't get into the right relationships, or it causes havoc. Is that true? Do you find that true to be, or no?
Absolutely, yes. Knowing yourself and loving yourself is the key to everything.
I agree. And he's got that on his website, guys. And this is, I think, the Michael teachings really can help people really get to know themselves. Is that true? Do you find, is that what it's about? And I'm sure there's so much more that I'm not aware of.
I've been a spiritual seeker for 45 years, and the Michael teachings is by far the most fascinating and useful body of spiritual information that I've ever run across. We hear a lot of generalities when we study metaphysics. We learn, for example, that we chose our parents, that we set up things to be the way we want them to be, that it's all part of our plan. But what we have through the Michael teachings, and particularly through the Michael charts that I and other Michael channels channel, is a body of information that gives us the nuts and bolts, that explains specifically how we got to be, who we are, where we are, doing what we're doing. So what I've done for this interview is I channeled Hillary's Michael chart. I've done over 9,000 of these charts over 30 years' time. And people find them amazingly useful. So I thought, rather than just speaking about the Michael teachings in general terms, it might be more interesting, more hands-on, if I did an actual chart and explained it. Now, Hillary is fairly new to the Michael teachings, so, and I did not know Hillary before doing this chart. So as we go through it, perhaps this can not only help you validate that the teachings are real and useful, but can also help your listeners do the same.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That would be awesome.
Probably the most key part of the Michael teachings is the concept of role, R-O-L-E, or your soul type. So I think most spiritual and religious people would agree that we are eternal souls. But in the Michael teachings, do we learn that there are actually seven different types of souls that are built differently, that are constructed to have different kinds of experiences. And just knowing this one piece of information, although the Michael teachings illuminate so many areas of our life, is incredibly helpful. The seven types of souls are server and priest, and these are on what we call the inspiration axis, so they have more of an internal or inner quality about them. Then there's two roles that are expression axis, which are artisan and sage. I'm a sage soul. The action axis has two roles called warrior and king, and these are souls who are constructed to be about doing. And then there's the neutral role, the assimilation axis role, which is called scholar. And you, Hillary, are a scholar soul. Scholars collect information, not only intellectual information, but it can be emotional information or experiences through the body. And the scholar's job is to sort out and make sense of all of this knowledge and experience and then make it available to others. So scholars are natural academics, natural teachers, researchers, very good with remembering information and providing it to others. Now, every trait in the Michael teachings has a positive pole and a negative pole. So the positive pole is where that energy is manifesting in a clear and loving manner, undistorted by fear. The positive pole for the role of scholar is knowledge. So knowledge is not only what you have, but it's what you are when you're a scholar soul. The negative pole is theory, and in theory, the scholar might be excessively in her head and not grounded in the real world. So that's something that you want to watch out for there. Yes.
All of this is true. Everything you're saying is right on the money. Go ahead.
Now,
okay, I'm sorry.
Most of us team up with another soul at the beginning of all of our lifetimes on Earth, and this is called your essence twin or your twin soul or your twin flame. There are a lot of romantic ideas about the essence twin. It's not necessarily a soul that you're supposed to be mated to, and you certainly would not want to be mated to the same soul in lifetime after lifetime because that would get repetitive, and the soul is always seeking new experiences. But this is the soul that you are closest to. When this soul is discarnate, meaning they're not here on the physical plane like you are, then it's almost as if they're living within you and you get a high amount of what we call bleed through, where some of the secondary traits of your twin soul's essence role come through you. Your essence twin is a priest soul, and so you have secondary traits of the priest, and priests are known for being psychics, healers, professional doctors and spiritual people and that sort of thing. And so you have that priest energy, but it's, you might say, thinned out because it's coming through your neutral scholar essence. So if you meet someone who is a priest and not just secondarily having priest energy, you would see a very intense, penetrating, hot eyes. You would feel a lot of compassion and warmth coming from those souls, and you do have that, but it's a secondary trait for you.
So there would definitely be an attraction to that person in chemistry, is what you're saying.
That is also true. So scholars tend to be attracted to priest souls and also to warrior souls. Priests are the most intense role in terms of higher frequencies, and warriors are the most intense role in terms of lower frequency. Scholars are neutral, and so they love that intensity in other people. They just eat it up. And so especially because you do have a priest essence twin, you will be attracted to priest souls, not just romantically, but they're just people that you really like sharing your energy with. It's a natural attraction for you.
Absolutely. That's very correct. That really makes sense. Okay.
Now, the third line of your Michael chart, I hope all the listeners have found the Michael chart on AskHillaryBlack.com.
Black.
And have clicked on it.
The PDF on the upper right hand. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
And it's called Michael chart in the PDF in the right hand. Okay.
Right. So if you're with us, if you're tracking with us there, the third line says cadence, position, cadence, and greater cadence. This is a little esoteric, but in simple terms, I'll describe this as your address in the cosmos. It is where you are in larger groupings of souls. You are in the third position in your group of seven, which is called a cadence. Your whole cadence is sixth in its greater cadence, and your whole greater cadence, which is 49 souls, is second. So your casting numbers are 3, 6, and 2, the first number being the most important and the third number being the least important. And 3 resonates with the role of warrior. There are 7 soul types, and they each resonate with a particular number. And warrior is the number 3. I could explain in great detail why this is so, but for now, let's just take that as a given. And so what this means is that you are a warrior caste scholar slash priest. And that means that as a scholar, you tend to use your scholar and your secondary priest energies a lot in the warrior domain. The warrior domain is that of business, law enforcement, military, anything that brings order to the cosmos. And so it suggests that you are a scholar who likes practical information. You want to inspire people because you've got that priest essence twin bleed through happening, but you always want to bring it down to earth because there's no role more down to earth than the warrior. So you're not a warrior and you're not even a priest, but you have those energies by reason of where these things show up on your chart. It's a little bit like your astrological chart, in that you have a sun sign, an ascendant, and so forth, and different things on the chart influence you in different ways. Although this is not an astrological chart and it's not based in astrology, it does work in a similar way. So you are a practical scholar. You like to give practical advice to people. Now, your secondary casting is priest, and we already observe that you have a discarnate priest essence twin. This almost makes you an honorary priest because you've got secondary influences coming for priest in two different ways. So this is very strong with you. And again, the third influence is relatively minor. It's a little bit of the role of artisan. Now, do you have any questions so far?
No, I think it's good. You know, no, the artisan, what is that? Just I have an eye for design, or I enjoy the arts and that sort of thing.
Yes, it's
that's
minor,
true.
But it's
I
definitely
do.
There. It's a flavor. It's a little bit more of a taste there. Yeah. And the next item on your chart says cadre entity, and this is your spiritual family. I am in Cadre 3, Entity 2, and you are in Cadre 3, Entity 3. So you are in the spiritual family right next door to mine. And this suggests that we've probably known each other in other lifetimes. We're not strangers to each other. Or if we haven't had shared past lifetimes, at least we have this soul bond where we can instantly access certain things about each other because we're from neighboring spiritual families. If you go on my website, shepherdhoodwin.com, you'll find an entity list, and you'll get a list of celebrities that have been channeled as being in your spiritual family. And probably some of them, you'll look at their names and you'll go, oh, I've always liked that actor. I've always been interested in that person's work, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a beauty orientation. There are three forces that make up the universe. There's love, which is an emotional quality. There's truth, which is an intellectual quality. And there's beauty, which is a kinesthetic or physical kind of quality. And individual souls have a particular affinity for one out of these three, or sometimes a combination of the two. And so you have a relationship with the beauty force of the cosmos. And so this will particularly attract you to physical vitality, sensuality, nature, aliveness, using your body in various ways.
Okay.
You have an artisan task companion. We mentioned the essence twin as being your closest soul bond, and this is a soul bond that when you happen to know your essence twin in your daily life, this is a soul that helps you with your inner growth. Your task companion is your task partner, the someone who helps you with your outer growth, helps you do your task. Since this is also a discarnate or non-physical soul, this would be one of your spirit guides. And because it's an artisan, it's going to particularly help you with your life task when it comes to things like design, original ideas, and anything related, as we said, to beauty. Your male-female energy ratio is 49 to 51. That means you are very close to being balanced in your male and female energies. The way we define male energies in the Michael teachings is goal-oriented energy. So there are other things on your Michael chart that suggest feminine or masculine. This is not specifically about whether you feel like a feminine person or a masculine person. Souls that have much higher male energy tend to be very career and task-oriented. They tend to take one goal and focus on it to completion. People with higher female energy tend to putter. They tend to like to do a variety of things. They're not as goal-oriented. You tend to be attracted to people who have the opposite of your ratio, but since you're right in the middle at 49-51, other people in the middle will it also tend to attract you the most.
Okay.
You have a frequency of 62. Frequency is how fast you as a soul vibrate. Some people are very high frequency and they feel quite airy. They burn through their life experiences really quickly. There are some people who are quite low in their frequency and they have a slower moving, more solid feeling about them. You are in the middle range at the upper end. If you, let's say you were interested in someone romantically and you got his Michael chart channeled, it would be interesting to you to see if his frequency was close to yours. Because if the frequency is quite far apart, you will feel that in your relationship, like you aren't quite in sync in a certain way.
So can you change the frequency? You know, like when we raise our vibration, does the frequency change in this chart, or how does that work?
No, it never changes, and in fact, it does not mean what you're talking about there. So raising your vibration means something, means that you have cleaned out your subconscious, that you have refined your vibration, that you're more loving, more aligned in truth, that you've gotten rid of all the things that are not in alignment with your true higher self. But the frequency is just your natural, you might say, the texture that you vibrate at. Some people just vibrate at a more earthy level, and that can be very evolved and very beautiful and refined, but it's just they just have an earthier quality, and some people have an airier quality about them. And that's built right into your soul, so that doesn't change in any of your earth lifetimes.
Okay. Thank you.
And the last item on the top half of the chart, the top half of the chart says essence, and this is your soul. And so these are traits of your soul that are the same in every earth lifetime. And the last item here is your number of previous cycles. So a cycle begins when you, as an eternal spark of the Tao or the all that is, decides, I think it would be interesting to go to a particular planet and inhabit an intelligent life form on that planet and experience what that planet has to offer. When you're all done with the physical plane of that planet, and that life form could be something like the human form, on Earth we have another sentient species, which are the cetaceans, dolphins and whales. Our people, too, they are as self-aware and as intelligent, in fact, a little more so than human beings. On the uncountable planets throughout the cosmos, there are all sorts of sentient life forms, some that you would not recognize as being intelligent, but they are. And you have done 10 other planets as a sentient life form before being on planet Earth as a human being. And every time you do a new planetary cycle, you gain layers, you gain capacity for complexity and subtlety and nuance. The average person on Earth has had 4 previous cycles, so at 10, you are a lot more complex than the average person. The average person in the United States is a little more complex than, say, some of the people in third world countries. The soul chooses where it wants to incarnate based on whether it's going to provide the kinds of lessons that that soul is looking for. And so more complex people tend to congregate together. But on Earth as a whole, there are people that are brand new to this game, and there are souls with as many as 19 previous cycles. This does not make them better. It does not make them wiser or more loving, but it does make them more complicated. The man Jesus had 19 previous cycles. I've run into a couple of Indian gurus at 19. But in general, the people I do charts for, the numbers 10 and 11 come up the most.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. I've been told I'm complicated before in my life, let me tell you. Oh, goodness.
Well, and I think scholars tend to be complex also because of that lifetimes and lifetimes of collecting knowledge and experience.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so where do we go from here?
Well, we can talk more about the chart, or when do you want to start taking calls?
We could. We've got quite a few people in queue. We can take them, and then I don't know if we want to go back to the overlay. We could do that and go from there if you want, since we are obviously going to be coming back on the 30th, and we'll go from there if you like.
Okay, let's take some calls.
All right, let's do that. So I've got 856-776. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You got Shepherd and I here, and what would you like to know today, or what questions do you have for us?
I would like to see, well, I guess whatever messages are coming through for you, if that's okay, and you want a specific question.
Sure. So you want a general, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what's coming through for you. And Shepherd, if you get anything, go ahead and jump in.
I get an image, Laura, of some congestion in your legs, specifically in the calves, and I think it might be symbolic. It might suggest that you're having trouble getting all the way into your body and grounding properly. And my sense is that your body is craving time in nature so that you can connect more with that. I also am sensing some congestion, some stress in your chest area. And so letting that drain out through your legs into the earth, I think, would make you feel better.
Well, that would be a pretty accurate reading there. Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like, too, Laura, you're also kind of looking for love, or the current relationship that you're in right now is really going to take a turn for the better. I feel like there is someone around you right now. Is that correct?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. All right. Not in a relationship yet, but I feel that there's someone around you. So you will be in a relationship soon is what they're telling me. The first I get, though, is that you're really working on self-love for yourself first. And then you're really looking to find that mate is what they tell me. You're really looking to find that person that you're going to connect with. But what they're saying to me right now is you're working on yourself and connecting with you to really truly find who you are, what it is that you want, because I feel like what you've attracted in the past is not what you've wanted. Is that true?
True. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're saying to me. So depending on how much, you know, where you're going with your internal work, as I call it, will determine when this relationship comes in for you, which is a 3 to 6 months, okay? Where like, time can go faster, time can go slower. That's kind of how it works.
Well, that would certainly be nice. I'm looking forward to that. I will work more
okay.
on myself. I will. I promise.
All
Thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Laura,
so
I think...
Shepherd, did you get anything? Shepherd
yeah,
got something, too. Go ahead.
Clearing your head is going to help a lot. See if you can bring to your next relationship simplicity and clarity. Those are two really good words for you right now. See if you can let go of overcomplication and just be simple. Just be like a flower rooted in the earth.
and don't analyze everything.
Yeah, yeah, more simplicity.
Yeah, I heard that's true. Yeah, I heard that's true.
Well, I do that for my work. That's why I'm so very analytical, and I tend to bring it into my personal life, but I'll work on that.
Yeah, I think your head would like a little vacation.
Thank you. Have a good
Take
night.
Take care. You too. Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks for coming by. All right, so now we have 347-463. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and what's your name?
Tanika.
Tanika. Oh, Tanika, how are you doing? Tanika.
I'm okay.
How are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a general question for us today, or do you have a question for us today?
I do have a question. I wanted to know what you see for me with love life and children and marriage. And the summer is about to end, and my birthday is coming up at the end of summer. I'm just wondering if you see anything, or maybe after that, hopefully in my life.
Love life. So let's look and see what we've got for you, Tanika. So I don't feel that you're in a relationship right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So they're telling me that this is an issue of timing for you. Go ahead, Shepherd. I know you got something.
I'm picking up grief. And it's time for you to heal something old that you're carrying. And it is grief around relationships. And it's something that... as you heal it, it's going to allow you to have more happiness in future relationships.
Does that make sense, Tanika? Is that?
Yeah, I've been trying. I'm definitely trying to treat myself good and live a positive life. So I've been trying, but it makes sense.
So is this also you trying to let somebody else go as well in the past?
Well, I have. I mean, I'm not involved with anyone. I don't contact people from my past. I've just been trying to live my life day by day.
Okay. So so you wanted to know when a relationship was going to come in for you?
Right.
They said, right. So I'll give you a time frame. Now, and again, normally I read realities and choices and I read energy lines. But what they're telling me is that this is about you, as you said, you're living day by day. This is all about you coming in alignment with who you are. You're really evaluating what it is about yourself. Where do you want to grow? Where do you want to go? And certain things, core belief systems are changing for you is what they're telling me. So what you once held that was true, that doesn't serve you anymore, you're releasing. That's what they're telling me. And then that relationship will come in is what they're saying. And they're telling me 6 months. It could come in 6 weeks, just to let you know. That's how my time works. It could be 6 weeks. It could be 6 months. But they're telling me that you're going, not that you don't, I don't know how to explain it. It's not that you don't know yourself, but you're changing. You're growing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because if you bring somebody in right now, they're not going to be the right person for you. That's what they're telling me. I mean, not that you can't have that relationship, because relationships bring to us lessons, or they bring to us expansion, and they bring to us growth. So you certainly can have that. But sometimes we go through that without having that person in our life. So if a relationship comes in for you soon and you haven't done this growth, I don't see that relationship staying. You guys still, you know, you'll see each other for a bit, and then you'll decide that you guys were better off as friends. And then the relationship that you're looking for, because I feel like you're looking for life partnership, you're looking for chemistry, you're looking for passion, that's the kind of relationship you're looking for. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's 6 months. It could be sooner, okay? So just to let you know.
Okay.
All right, was that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, I know sometimes now we don't always hear what we want to hear, but it's still there for you. It's not like I don't see it, you know what I mean? And we're the creator of what we want. Sometimes we just don't get the person we want, you know? We're like, I want that one. They're like, yeah, you're going to get it, but not that one.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes so much sense.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
The next one I've got is not. You're welcome. Next one I have is 916-838. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And, the gentleman as well.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. You're fabulous, Hillary, as you know, as I've told you. And the gentleman.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Fascinating. I am.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm Shepherd.
Yes. Thank you. And I went to your website. And my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951, at 8:45 in the evening. And as Hillary knows, I applied for a job in a call center at a major medical insurance company. And I checked online today, and I'm still under managerial review.
Okay, so let's look.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have,
so you've done two interviews is what you're saying, right?
No, I did one interview, a panel interview on the 29th day of July, and I intuitively feel they are going to hire me. I just hope that I get a supervisor that is very supportive and kind, and when I wake up in the morning, I will be happy about going to work and that they'll keep me for several years. What do you two pick up about that?
I do feel, I don't know, Shepherd, if you're getting anything right now, I do feel that there's an opportunity for you to be hired. What I do feel, though, is you want to go in there not with fear, but you want to go in there setting the expectation. Well, I don't know about setting the expectation, but going in there and seeing yourself getting along with everybody. Because what we fear, is what we put out there is what we attract. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, because I do feel that it can be a good experience for you, and I feel that there's some balance here. I feel like you're working on some having some balance within yourself, and this is also going to help you bring some balance, but also come into a place of empowerment for you, setting healthy boundaries for yourself, but also coexisting with others in a respectful and kind way. And them being respectful and kind to you, you being respectful and kind to them, bringing some truth up and having some, I don't want to say justice, but this is coming into a place of empowerment for you. Okay,
great.
So it's for you. It's managing and roping in that self talk. So have the positive mantras daily is what I'm getting. So when you get in those moments of oh my gosh, bring yourself back and go to the positive instead of the negative.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That resonates absolutely, Hillary.
Wendy, I think
Shepherd, did you get anything?
Yeah, I think it could be
okay,
a little bumpy at first as. You sort of find how you fit in and others are adjusting to you as well. Instead of dreading that, I would embrace that and have your prayer be, Spirit, show me how to be peaceful with all different types of people and show me how not to take on other people's stuff. So if you get a coworker or supervisor that's having a bad day and they're not as kind as you would like them to be, don't take it in, but just respond with unconditional love to them. And I think that's going to help you flow into the situation that you want to be there. So don't resist negativity, but build your own confidence in your ability to embrace whatever happens with love.
Okay, and I hope that I'm praying that my supervisor is, I'm telling the universe I'd like somebody with a good sense of humor, somebody very kind and supportive, and I will work hard for that company.
Yes.
No. Okay, Wendy, I'm sure you will, and I'm excited for you, and so we'll talk to you next week, and you're welcome to stay on and certainly listen, and hope that you get the job.
Good luck.
God bless you both. Thank you.
So now I've got, oh, goodness, I haven't been marking everyone that we've talked to them, so I'm not sure if we talked to 347-463. Welcome
yes,
to the show.
Yes, Tanika, you just spoke
Pardon?
To me. It's Tanika,
okay.
You just spoke to me.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Tanika. I appreciate
okay.
it. Okay. Now I've mm-hmm. got, oh, okay, and I'll put you back on hold. I've got 111111. Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
Hi, and what's your name?
Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Do you have a general? Would you like general from us, or would you like a question?
General, what, you know, my soul or my spirit guides, angels, whatever, and it would help me at this point?
What do you want Casey to know? Show me what you'd like Casey to know. So what they're telling me is you're definitely going through some changes, Miss Casey. Are you? And if Shepherd, again, if you're getting anything, you're welcome to jump in. Casey, are you thinking about a move?
Well, I'd like to, but no, not specifically, not now.
Okay. I do see a move. It's just a question of, you know, as you said, the timing and if it's right for you, because the Hierophant card is here. Hierophant tells me that's truth and honesty. But there's something, there's a disagreement here, and I don't know if it has to do with family. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I feel like you're releasing. You've come to a place in your life that you're like, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired is what they're telling me, and you want some change. And there's some change coming about because things haven't been working out the way that you want them to work out. I feel like you've been really tired lately. Is that true?
Yes.
Because if not, you're going to go through it. Yeah, and so you're coming into, there's the Magician card, so you're really expanding your gifts is what they're showing me, and really coming into some spirituality but also some creativity. And I really feel like you just went through a period of loss, but there's some opportunities behind you. You're not quite sure what they are. And I feel like you went through a period that there were some lessons here, and you're like, okay, I'll learn that because I'm not going through that again is what I get. You're a pretty faithful kind of person. That's kind of what I get. And you're coming into the place of you love beauty, but, you know, your pocketbook necessarily can't afford your taste. That's what they said. I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
That's what they said. What are you getting, Shepherd?
Well, right from the beginning, I saw a beautiful clear white light around your head. And my sense of what that means is that you're really well connected with your essence and your guides. And it's really a pretty simple matter of you bringing that more down into your body and into your daily life and trusting it. I think you have this beautiful guidance and energy with you, and you haven't yet quite integrated it into your life. So the first step toward doing that is just trusting it.
Well, meaning if I think I hear something in my head, I always think, you know, a lot of stuff, I have a very overactive mind, I think. So I always think it's just me, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. No, I trust your intuition. Now, it takes a little bit of practice to learn the difference between your own mind's noise and true intuition. Intuition comes from a deeper, more subtle, and quieter place. And so you really got to listen for it. But it's definitely there. You're definitely, you've already got it. You've got that connection with spirit that many people would love to have, but you're not yet embodying it, and that's the next step for you.
Is there anything else I can do to embody it?
Well, if you trust it, you're going to start to make decisions based on what you know to be higher truths. There's a little bit of a disconnect for you between spirit and daily life, and you want to reconnect those. You want those two things to become one thing inside of yourself.
You can contact him, Casey, and he could really further go into it with you if you like, and he'd be, you know, certainly you can have a session with him. He can talk to you about that if you like.
Yeah, no, I just thought maybe there were certain exercises or meditation or grounding or, you know, whatever, stuff like that.
I get the words pay attention. So rather than the intuition floating around your head and bouncing around with stray thoughts, really pay attention to your intuition. That's going to help.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much, Casey. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you. So we're going to go to 913-484. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Hi, Hello? Hillary. Hi, Shepherd.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. And what's your name today?
My name's Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Do you have a general question, general for us, or do you have a question today?
I'm just some general information for the fall. There are many things going on in a lot of different areas, so just general, please.
Okay, and I apologize, everyone. I'm house sitting at my sister's house, and the dog is going crazy. I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
Andy, I get an image.
For Ann.
I get an image of your sort of skipping happily like a six-year-old to move forward into what's ahead of you with a lot of sense of fun and play. And so start thinking for this fall, what would be playful for you? Play can sometimes be the most growthful thing you can do. It can help you integrate things that you've been working hard on in the past. So have fun. And I think sometimes there's some things that you really love to do, but you think that they're frivolous. And I would recommend that you just embrace those things if they give you real fun.
Lovely. That's delightful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. I'm sorry about that. I also got the same thing. The star card here is about creating it what it is that you want. But as you said, it's through play. And as you go through that, the full card here is about taking new opportunities. It's not meaning that you're full, but it's meaning that you're ready to go to that new adventure and having the trust and the faith to walk out there and enjoy new experiences. And be open to it. Does that make sense?
Excellent. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you
Like you're welcome. Thank you so much. All right. Well, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Take
you
care,
too.
Andy. Bye-bye.
So next person we're going to have is 541-488. And also, we've got 5 minutes left. What everyone, please do go check out Shepherd, S-H-E-P. HERDHOOGWIN.com. I got it right.
You got it.
I just never said it right. I had it right here on my paper. I spelled it right. I'm so sorry about that. And check out his website. Really great information about the Michael teachings. I think it's awesome. Just let you know. Just explain so much. I'd love to have a session with you myself. And he'll be back here on August 30th to go over the other half of that chart that is on the PDF on my website as well as askhillaryblack.com. And we also have Dr. Ida Green discussing the inner goddess on August 23rd. So we'll go to the next caller and we'll just go until 8 o'clock. And then we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And don't miss Shepherd here on the 30th. So next person I've got is 541-488. Thank
Hi,
you. Welcome
thanks.
For call. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Okay. This has been fun listening. My name is Anna, and I'm just wondering what you can pick up about any potential relationship coming up.
I heard yes right away. So many relationships have come up for Anna. Shepherd, are you getting anything?
I get a real warm feeling around that. It's kind of a nurturing feminine energy that I feel. Very warm, very sweet, clean.
Uh, I'm going to jump in here real quick. Anna, what I get is you would love to have a relationship, but you're a bit fearful of bringing one in. Is that true?
Well, yes, and yeah, but it's time.
It is time. So this is what I'm getting. What I'm getting is, yes, the sweet energy is there. You're really excited to have a new relationship. You would love to have one come in. What I get your concerns are is that you don't want to lose yourself in this relationship, because I feel like you've lost yourself in past relationships, and you want to, and so you feel like, yes, I want to have that love, and I feel like for you, love is the passion, it's the connection, it's the chemistry, and you find when you're around those type of people, you do lose yourself a bit, whereas you do have other people around you that you don't have that strong connection to, and it's not something mm-hmm. that necessarily interests you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is about coming to a place of empowerment for yourself and holding some healthy boundaries so that you don't lose yourself. So as long mm-hmm. as, and that's one of the things that Shepherd talks about too in his book. What book did you have, Shepherd, that talks about that?
Loving,
the Love One?
Loving from Your Soul, yes.
Loving from Your Soul. It's an excellent, I mean, I was reading part of it. Excellent. You know, reading on the website, what he had to say. And normally I have to read things 3 or 4 times and I'm like, what does that mean? And I dig a little deeper. I got it right off the bat. So it really makes sense. I was like, wow. And so you may want to check that out, because that will really help you stay true to source, to yourself, and be able to, I feel, let me know, Shepherd, for her to you know, stay within her boundaries and not lose herself. Is that correct? I think that really could help.
I'm also sensing a bit of a challenge in receiving nurturing.
Absolutely.
This part of you that wants it, and part of you that's a little uncomfortable with being nurtured, because maybe it makes you feel too vulnerable. But the type of sweet nurturing that I feel around you now is something that is safe and something that you can open to and can receive, and you can return in kind also.
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Anna?
All right.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what he has to say, and I think that reading his book would be, it may be something that you want to check out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you feel
all right.
Fairly.
I do feel a relationship is going to come in for you. I just think that that's an important component for you that you want to work on, is what they're telling
okay.
me. So that you can be in a place of receiving love, because if it shows up and you're not in that place of receiving love, you're going to push it away.
Mm-hmm. No, I think
and obviously that's not what you want.
Yeah. No, I think this is a destined relationship. I'm just wondering how soon. When is it coming? And I know there's work to be done in relationship, absolutely.
Yeah.
Relationship
well,
is,
3 months.
No.
3 months.
Okay.
I got
so
3 months
you're...
also.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got 3 months too. So there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
3 months.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, Anna.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So we're at our 8:00. I apologize. I mean, I'm at my sister's house. The phone never rings. The dog never barks. And it's because I'm on the radio with you. You know how that works. So
no apology needed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know we're at our 8:00, but I do have 3 more people in queue. Are you okay with taking them?
Sure. So is this now off the air?
No, it's still taping.
Okay, great.
My knowledge is still taping. So, we'll go. So, all right, we've got 303-809-1763.
Hi, Shepherd. Hi, Hill.
Hi.
Hi, Mario. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right,
you?
Mario. So, good. So, what would you like, a general, or do you have a question?
No, just a general, see what you guys pick up.
Okay, let's see what's going on with you. Show me what's going on with Mario.
My attention immediately goes to your gut area. I'll get images, and then I have to poke around a little bit to figure out what I'm getting. I have a sense of aliveness, excitement, but also butterflies and fear about something that is ahead of you. And I'm hearing the words, go for it. Does this fit with anything in your life?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, so, Shepard, I don't know if you know, this is my ex-husband, and this is, he's got a new relationship. Well, he's in a relationship, and she's a good woman, and he's excited about it, and so I'm sure that that's what it's applicable to.
All right. Hi, Mario.
Yeah, thank you. That was very accurate.
All right.
So Mario, I hear I have the star card in the future, and that's building your guys' foundation, building your foundation as well. You know, she's very much in alignment, I believe, with you, which is something that we've talked about before as well. And I've told you that I see you guys moving in together, and the number they're giving me is 6 months.
Okay.
And you're thinking about that business, too. So that business is on your mind, building that business.
Now, is that six
True?
Months from now or at the six-month mark?
6 months from now.
Okay. And, yes,
okay.
That is true about the business as well. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Take care,
yep.
Maria.
All right. Good talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've got 201-321.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Jackie. This is one general.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you. Okay. Let's do a general then for you. Let's do a general from Miss Jackie. Show me what's going on with Jackie here.
I feel some heaviness. Like it's a little hard for you to lift up your feet and move forward. And Spirit is encouraging you to push yourself a little past this and that things will get better.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it is. No. And
Saying
other people burdens.
So, Jackie, I'm sorry?
Carrying a lot of other people's burdens.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
well,
you
I
need
like
more rest also. Not just sleep, but restful activities would be very good for you right now. And if your mind tells you that you don't have time for it, do it anyway.
You get some sleep and rest?
Rest, yes. Sleep is not always restful. Sometimes rest is just doing something that recharges your battery, that doesn't require a lot of energy, but that gives you energy.
Okay.
So the other thing I'm getting for you is that I don't feel like there's a relationship around you. If there is a relationship around you, then there's a bit of disconnect, and I feel like there will be a reconnection. So is there a relationship around you right now? Because they're saying no, and then they say yes. No, yes, and I can't get a straight answer. Jackie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What did they say? I had you on mute because there was some background noise. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's quite all right. I feel like there's not a relationship around you. I get no, and then they say yes because I do see relationship energy. So what they're getting me is saying to me is that you're in a relationship right now. There's a bit of disconnection, and there will be a connection later. There is going to be a connection coming. If you're not in a relationship is coming for you. I can't get relationship around you right now, but I feel like you would like to have one.
Like, they don't understand what I'm dealing with. They don't understand why, you know, I'm pushing things the way that I am. I want things to get done.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of being
in a holding
pattern.
Right, and I get that. And the holding pattern's going to end, is what they're telling me. One way or another, the holding pattern's going to end. You're going to make some type of decision, but I do think it's going to be a positive because I do see the Two of Cups, which is my love card, and I see the Empress card, and I do see a relationship. So whatever this is, even though you're struggling right now, which is the Five of Wands for me and the Queen of Swords, and you're frustrated, I get the Eight of Cups, which means you're going to have movement and you're going to move forward. And what it is that obviously you want what you would like to have, which makes sense, which is the Nine of Cups. But the star, and I see that. So the Star card is telling me that you are laying down the foundation. You aren't giving up who you are, and there is going to be movement.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
holding pattern is
going to
stop.
I'm trying to move to another location for my family and myself.
Okay.
So we could be, you know, in one place, you know, private place.
Okay.
But there's
well, they tell me 2 months.
That.
They say two months is what I'm getting. Yeah, it could be 2 weeks, but they're telling me 2 months, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate calling in.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, have
Thanks
a good
a
night. We have a last caller for the evening. Again, Shepherd, thank you for staying a little bit in overtime. I appreciate it. And that
no
last
problem.
Call will be 520-234. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. This is Lisa. Thank you.
Hey, Lisa.
You're welcome. Hi.
I started a new career. And I wonder how mm-hmm. you saw that coming. If I want to be able to start supporting myself.
Okay. I don't feel that you're self-employed. Is that true?
Kind of freelance.
Okay, so you are freelance. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay. So they say it's going to go gloriously. Go ahead, Shepherd.
Wow.
Well, I just got... Immediately at the beginning, I got an image of your stomach, and I was thinking that there was something, some piece of this that you can't stomach, that you don't like, that you need to change, and that if you change that one thing, then everything else will be comfortable and flowing for you. It's something
okay.
about money, I think. I'm sorry I can't be more specific.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I agree with them. I totally agree with them. The Page of Swords here is in the seventh position. It's about trusting and going with the flow. When are you going to get a contract? When are you not going to get a contract? And releasing that fear, because the Eight of Swords is here in the eighth position. Eight of Swords can't move forward. You can. It's just trying to find the even and the balance for you. So
okay.
I don't know, you know, when I know people, you know, there's people that I know that are independent contractors, you know, not necessarily freelance, so that you'll have to, you know, talk to some other people in the industry and see how they're doing it. But when I worked in healthcare and I was in our scheduler and I had OTs and PTs, you know, I scheduled all the services, you know, for doctor's orders. But the OTs and the PTs and the social workers, I'd send them out on the doctor's order. But I found that when I talked to them, one of the OTs, she worked for 10 agencies. And then she got in with three really good agencies, and that's how she stayed employed. So I'm not sure how it works in the freelance world, but they're telling me find somebody who you respect, emulate, and somebody who's very successful. And kind of, I don't want to say pick their brain, but have coffee with them. Find out how it
yeah.
works for them.
The problem is I'm always trying to do that, and the problem is a lot of these folks that are successful are very tight-fisted, close to the chest. You know, they don't want to give away their trade secrets because
secrets.
They think. But, you know, that you were able to find that out through that woman is wonderful. I mean, that's a gold mine. But, you know, anymore these days, it's like, it's so hard to find, you know, when you're trying, it's like pulling teeth sometimes. You know, they just turn away and walk away and you're trying to figure it out for yourself.
Okay, Shepherd, were you going to say something?
You know, I just feel like it's going to be okay.
Yay!
You know?
I'll take it.
I do too. So this is what I'm going to suggest. It was Lisa, right? What
yeah.
I'm going to suggest is, you are a powerful manifester, and my whole body's going off. And when I get chills like this on my arms, this means I'm connected and this is correct. And so what they're telling me is you're a very powerful manifester, and sometimes we don't realize by the words that we're saying, the energy and the vibration that we put out there. So when we say it's hard, it will be hard. Even though that is so simplistic, we can't wrap our head around that. I want you to start saying, this is going to be easy. This is going to be easy.
You're right.
People are going to come to
I
me
agree.
And give me their information. And you know what?
Yeah,
because I feel like you're a change agent in a sense that you can walk into a room, the energy is low, you turn around and you're bubbly, you walk out of there and everyone's happy. Is that true? Because that's what they tell me about you.
No, you're right. You're right. Everything you're saying is right. You're reminding me, and I thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And I believe what
you're
saying.
You're welcome. So just, I want you to put out there that it's going to be easy, that you're going to find, you know, pray. Pray if you find a mentor or whatever it is that you'd like to have. And I feel like it's going to come to you within a week or so, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you so much. All right, have a good night.
Thank you.
So,
you too.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So everyone, don't forget to come back to the show on the 30th, August 30th, so he can finish off the chart. Go to shepherdhoodwin.com, and you can find out more about him. And thank you, Shepherd, for being with us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.